Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two. Great to be with you. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on this Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. Hope everyone had a great holiday. Hope everyone got what they wanted in their stocking. And if they didn't, hopefully you're having a pleasant experience returning it. As I said, just, you know, have a little patience. You know, a lot of people, I remember when I worked retail, a majority of that time I was working in the receiving end of the store, right? The back of the store. And we had a bin of returns. Now, usually the bin of returns, it might be 3/4 full, or maybe, you know, after a weekend, it'd be a little overflowing. But even if I would always come in the day after Christmas, because that would, you know, all hands on deck the day after Christmas. Even if I was there till 4 or 5 the next day, or after the first weekend after Christmas, I'm telling you, you wouldn't even be able to see the returns bin because there was an entire pile of returns in front of the returns bin. I mean, it was a day long thing to process those returns and either send them back, damage them out, put them out as an as is. And I'll tell you, I don't miss it. I don't miss those retail days at all. I now do what would get me in trouble back. You know, I talk a lot. That's what I get paid to talk. Back in retail days, back in school days, especially, I got in trouble for doing what I do now. So it's kind of nice. But it's a really, you know, you think for retail, the difficult days are over. Not really, you know, because now you've got to clean all the holiday stuff up. You got to pack away the lights and the trees and the blow up Santa. And you got to move the merch either to a clearance area or send them back to corporate and set up for, you know, winter and all that. So it's not, I'm telling you, I mean, retail is a draining job. That is a lot. And I respect anyone who does that as a full-time gig. I did it for 6 years as a full-time gig and could not wait to get out of it. But, you know, there are a lot of people who not only thrive at it, they enjoy doing it. And for them, thank you, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be able to last minute go buy an outfit for an event that I didn't remember I had. You know, there are some things that the online shopping will never be able to make up for. And that is for people like me who, you know, my wife will tell me at four, hey, we've got that thing tonight. We do. And, you know, I don't have, I got to go get a new outfit and I can go pick it out, try it on. That's another thing. I'm not a big fan of buying clothes online. You know, I like to buy my clothes in person where I can try it on, because there are certain stores where like a medium at, let's just throw a store out there. And this is not a known example. It's just a medium at Old Navy might fit different than a medium at Joseph A. Bank, whatever the brand at Joseph A. Bank was. I probably should have found something that was, Ralph Lauren. Let's say a medium at Old Navy might fit different than the medium at Ralph Lauren. I mean, we're talking different. I mean, that's a stretch. You know, you might get a large of a brand at Penny's and a medium at Old Navy. So for me, I like to try it on, make sure that the outfit fits, that I like the material. You can't do that online. And I know you can box it up and send it back, but buying clothes in person, it's like groceries. I like to buy my groceries in person, especially my produce, and I want to buy my clothes in person. And it's thanks to the retail workers who go in and put in 10-hour days that those options, they may be leaving. I don't know what the mall scene is like in St. Louis. We used to have five big malls in Western New York when I was in high school, and 20 years later, we are holding on to two. Two are being torn down for town centers. One's a skating rink. Like an X Games type deal where they have the skateboard park and everything. And two are up and running. One in the Falls, one in a suburb of Buffalo. So that's and I know that's kind of the case everywhere, right? You know, most areas can now support one or two closed-in malls. It's funny that like the plaza, the shopping plaza, is coming back, because the mall was the response to people not liking the plaza. I don't want to be outside. And now, because people don't want to walk all around the mall to get to one store in the center, now we're going back to the plazas. And, you know, the stores that have survived, they're being, the stores that have survived, the malls, are being, you know, are going to the plazas. And you've got these big, like down the street from the studio here, there is a plaza that is always busy. Like it is always, and it has the stores that, you know, were still open when the mall closed. And it's just, it's incredible to see how quickly we went from, no more plazas, we need all malls. That was before my lifetime. I grew up in the mall era, right? That's where I remember around the holiday time in high school, I took a date to the mall. It was her idea. She wanted to go to the mall and go shopping. And I just had a Auntie Anne's pretzel, and we talked walking around the mall. It was a great time. Great time. And now, you know, the mall is kind of dying, and we're back to plazas. Like, I just, you know, if I'm going to go shopping, I want to go to the store. I don't want to have to walk through the mall to get to the store. Seems to be the way it is now. But I don't know. If malls completely go, well, you know, I'm answering my own question here. Because when I was a kid, after Thanksgiving, you would go to the mall and see Santa and tell Santa what you want for Christmas, right? That was, now Santa's everywhere. I mean, for three straight weeks, my son went to an event where Santa was. I don't remember Santa being everywhere when I was a kid. Santa was at the mall. You went to the mall, whatever mall your parents picked. You went to that mall, you saw Santa, you got a picture, you told him what you wanted, and you went to KB Toys. Now we've got brunch with Santa. Santa's at the grocery store. Santa's at a school event. I mean, maybe it was just the events my parents decided to go to. I just don't remember Santa being everywhere. Like no offense to Santa. You know, he was great to my son this year, but it seems like Saint Nick is a little watered down because he's everywhere. You know, I mean, again, back in the day, Santa was at the Macy's parade and Santa was at the mall, and you might catch Santa at a Bills game closer to Christmas Day. Now it's just, it's everywhere. I love it. My son loves it. And as long as he's happy, I'm happy. I just, I don't know. I think you might be hitting the point where it's a little too much Santa. Joe Beamer, in for Mark Reardon. We're back after this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Sue, doing well. How was your holiday?
It was fantastic. Thank you. How was yours? Good.
It was great. You know, it's the first year my son, you know, knows kind of what's going on. And like I said, he loved the first gift. He didn't really want to open any of the other ones. But once he got into a groove of it, once he got to the groove of it, he really enjoyed it. So it was a great holiday. I went by a little too fast, if you ask me.
What was the main gift for him? How old is he now?
So he's 2.5 and he loves his play kitchen, but he had a hand-me-down play kitchen.
Yeah.
So we got, Santa got him a deluxe. And let me tell you, Santa spent 6 hours putting this kitchen together, so he better like it.
Oh, my gosh. Does it have the fake food in it, like the little steaks and the pans and the whole thing?
Sue, it's got a better pan and pot set than we have. It's got the fake food. When you put the skillet on the burner, it makes a noise. The microwave,
Wow.
Yeah, it's all out, but he saw that. And that's all he wanted to play with. And he still had like 10 packages under the tree, which all were add-ons to the, well, not all, but some were add-ons to the kitchen. And he was a very happy little boy. And of course, his grandparents on both sides spoiled him as well. So it was a great day.
Oh, that's really nice. It is National Whiners Day. So if you have something you want to get off your chest, you can feel free to do it. Not here, of course. I don't want to hear it. And it's National Thank You Note Day. Now, see, to me, this is a key. My mom always made us write thank you notes, but it really does help you carry it into adulthood because that's a really nice thing to do. And it impresses people, and it allows you to maintain some contacts, especially with those who are a little bit older. They're impressed by you and your fortitude. So I am pro thank you note. Are you going to teach the child the thank you?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Note writing.
Yeah, Sue, I'm not proud of my 20s. I was not. You know, my parents, yeah. you couldn't even use the gift unless you wrote the thank you note.
Yes.
And then I got, you know, into my 20s and I didn't go to the doctor and I didn't write thank you notes. But now my wife makes me write thank you notes. So I apologize to all my friends and family for my 20s. I think we all have a drop off.
We do.
Yes, it's definitely something I will pass on to my son, because like you said, I think it shows good manners, number one.
It does.
And you know, the grandparents, they live for that. They love to have anything written by the grandson.
So yes. Agreed. Even the aunts and the uncles, all of that. It's just a nice thing to do. It's also National Candy Cane Day. I could take it or leave it. Candy canes, your thoughts?
Yeah, candy canes are like candy corn. I'm just not a big fan.
I will say, somewhere on YouTube, we watched, I don't know, months ago, because I just couldn't tear my eyes away. There's some place where the guy is making them by hand. It's outrageous, the stuff they do, and the spinning of the, it really is impressive.
I'll just see this video.
Yeah, obviously it's video, but I can't believe that that much goes into it, and then they're so cheap. I mean, it's just, whoa. So if you want to look up making one, you probably won't be as fascinated by me. You could fast forward at the end, but wow. All right.
I just want to know, for all the work that goes into it, how many candy canes are actually eaten? Because the amount that I see on the floor smashed up.
Yeah. it's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot. And he was doing different flavors. It's just nuts. All right, we've got some random news today. I kind of like this one. Nature.com, you know, they're starting to do the end of the year stuff. But Nature.com has posted a list of science predictions for 2026. And they're saying this is actually part of the goodness of AI, because it can get crazy. But part of the advantage of AI, they think there's a chance that, quote, AI scientists will arrive next year and will start making breakthroughs on their own. They say that by the coming year, during the coming year, it could bring the first consequential scientific advantages made by AI. Now, maybe that's the case. I mean, there has to be some force for good. So maybe that's it. Right now, though, I'm just obsessed with taking people's pictures and turning it into the 80s, you know. But there has to be something better than that. So I have hope for this.
I just have too much. You know, I saw the movie AI back in 2000, and I'm just scared that, you know, it's going to get all this power. They're going to come up with breakthroughs, and then they're going to take over the world. You know, I understand this. And they're going to take my job.
Did you see Eagle Eye, the movie?
Not.
Yeah, watch that one. That'll freak you out, too. What were you going to say?
I fear one day they're going to find AI, and they're like, Joe, you know, we found someone that sounds kind of like you. It's AI, and they're going to take calls and everything, and, you know, you're out.
But even now, and I understand that fear, especially if you were just spinning the tunes.
Yes,
but if you're actually on a talk station, I think there is some hope, just because you have to have an opinion and back it up. And people generally know who we are just based on the stories we tell. And I find that AI is still slightly off. But you're right. Eventually, it will sound fantastic. But if it can actually find out science things and teach us, okay, I'm all right with that.
That's awesome. And you know what? I asked AI who I was, and it gave me like a whole career rundown. And for some reason, AI had to throw in that I lost the Rising Star Award. Now, why do they have to do that?
Well, that's wow, that's detailed, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't done that about myself. I think I'll let that lie. In quarter of a century news, National Geographic has put together a list of the biggest scientific breakthroughs before AI, the ones that we've had just over the last 25 years, and they include all kinds of stuff, gene editing technology, the first picture of a black hole, Now, the first direct evidence that dinosaurs had feathers. Sorry, crowd. But yes, I find that interesting. The fact that dinosaurs had feathers is kind of interesting. But we'll see what comes up in the next 25.
Yeah, it's going to be so much more advanced, probably.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. And they've already got Google is revealing the top trending how to stop buying blank searches we were Googling this year in 2025. And really, this is nuts. Okay, here are the three things Americans couldn't stop buying in 2025. Number three, how to stop buying books. Now, see, I get that. I'm in a book club. I have figured it out. I do audio stuff or I go to the library. But apparently, and I didn't think people were reading anymore. This actually gave me heart. I thought, yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
60 Barnes & Nobles are opening next year. So someone's reading.
Love that. All right, yeah. Number two, how to stop buying water bottles. I'm sure people have that. It seems like everybody has about 10 of them now. You'd think one would be enough. I have two. One is like super giant, and my husband and I switched cars, and it won't fit in his, so I had to go back to the smaller one. Do you have a million of these things or no?
So I used to have two, and it was for a good reason. One would be it would be in my bag here at work, and it held a lot more water, so it would get me through a show. And yeah. Then I had one that would fit into the cup holder at the gym because yeah. The one I would carry here didn't. Well, the one from here, I left in the airport, the Charlotte airport bathroom. So now I'm just down to the gym water bottle.
Why would you take that into the bathroom?
I was late for the connection, you know. Okay. It's
yeah, all right. Nobody wants that after it's been in there. I'm just saying, you put it through the dishwasher or not. And number one, these are the three things Americans couldn't stop buying in 2025. Are you kidding? How to stop buying Pokemon cards. It has become a real problem. They say full-grown adults are fighting each other for boxes of them at Walmart and Costco. There was a woman out there who turned to Reddit for advice after her husband racked up $100,000 in debt
buying
Pokemon cards.
That's insane.
It is insane. I've not had that problem. I don't expect it to arise.
No.
All right, now this is something they do every year. Pantone has revealed its color of the year for 2026, and it's essentially white.
Oh.
Technically, the color is called Cloud Dancer, but even Pantone admits, well, it's a white neutral. And the internet is having a lot of fun with it, but this is how Pantone describes it, quote, a lofty white neutral whose aerated presence acts as a whisper of calm and peace in a noisy world. It symbolizes a calming influence in a society rediscovering the value of quiet reflection. Okay, what? But if that's the case, then everybody will. People do take this to heart. And when you sell a house, you know, it's been gray for so long. I'll be interested to see if this actually makes a dent in it and it'll be different shades of white.
That is interesting.
There's a lot of different shades of white, by the way. So good luck with that.
I'm colorblind, so I can't.
Oh, you got nothing? Oh,
if you
see two whites, you won't be able to tell the difference?
No, if I see orange and green, I can't tell the difference.
Wow. That's why I thought maybe if it was the same color, you could see gradations in one same color.
No.
Nothing?
No. Yeah,
what about those glasses,
it's...
Joe, that they had, you know, that we all kept seeing the videos of people get the glasses and then you could see colors? Did you try that?
Well, I have not tried it, but if my insurance wants to cover it, I would love to give it a whirl.
Have you seen what I'm talking about? The people is it super expensive?
I mean, I haven't been offered it by my eye doctor, who I think would be the person to offer that. So I'm guessing it's out of reach at this moment.
Okay, well that's interesting. I think that would be wild, and if you do get that, you've got to put it up because we all want to see. I mean, that would
I
just
will.
Be. So what do you see instead of color?
So, I mean, I see color, but I always, it's like an old TV that's been sitting in the garage and you plug it in and the settings are all screwed up. Like, yeah. I mean, I can't play, my nephew wanted to play Candyland. I can't play Candyland because the purple and the blue, they just look too similar.
Interesting. So you could tell there's a difference, but you can't tell which is which?
No, they if they're next to each other, they blend.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I've wandered. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Okay. Since the NFL draft began, 41% of the number one picks have been quarterbacks, of course. Uh-huh. But that's 37 out of 90. It's been even more popular in recent years, with 21 of the past 28 number one picks being QBs.
It's crazy. And a lot of busts in that 37.
Yep. And that's it for Sue's News.
Back after this. Welcome back. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. And we are joined by Paul Hall with Common Guy's Film Reviews. You can find him at commonguy.com. Paul, happy Boxing Day.
Joe, it is Boxing Day, and that makes me excited. Well, maybe not really. I'm not being truthful. I'm sorry. I'm still celebrating Christmas. I had to hit the stores for the half price sales, watch some new movies, and come on and say hi to you.
Well, that sounds great. And, you know, this is the best day to get next year's Christmas decorations. I'm just saying. Today's the best day.
I can't deny that I may have purchased a Stitch blow-up inflatable for my yard for next year.
Oh, that's amazing.
I got it at 75% off. I couldn't pass it up. And my daughter's been eyeing it up all year, but I'm a cheapskate and I wouldn't pay full price.
I applaud you, Paul. I think that's the best way to go. Speaking of movies, I want to get your thoughts on this one, because it opened yesterday. And, you know, until I was a married man, I used to go to the theater every Christmas and watch a movie. And if I was still doing that, this would have been the one I would have seen. Let's play. We have a little clip from Song Sung Blue.
I'm not a songwriter. I'm not a sex symbol, but I am an entertainer.
I don't want to be a hairdresser. I want to sing. I want to dance. I want to be able to say, look at me, I made it.
You know who you'd be perfect for? Neil Diamond.
You're going to do a Neil Diamond show?
A Neil Diamond experience.
Lightning and thunder!
It's good.
So good.
We're all here doing the best we can. And if we can just be strong and above all, be grateful, maybe we can just make the world a better place.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Paul, what are your thoughts on Song Sung Blue?
Is there a better way to come out of Christmas dinner and just sing and get down with a little Neil Diamond? I mean, come on. This is just one of those movies that people go to the theater. And, Joe, you're not alone. Christmas Day is that day where more people go out to the theaters, really, than any consistent day of the year. It's a family event for families across the country. And this was selling out in my neck of the woods yesterday quite a bit, still selling a lot of tickets today. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson are playing real-life characters, Lightning and Thunder. They were based in Milwaukee. They kind of did a Neil Diamond, Patsy Cline thing and became more than that. It just became a Neil Diamond thing. And the other voice you heard in the clip there was Jim Belushi, who we haven't heard from in a little bit. This is a true story. It's based on true things that happened. You can go back to 2008. There was a documentary called Song Sung Blue, covered a lot of the same things. So even some of the things in here that seem very far-fetched, there's car accident, so there's another car almost accident. There's all kinds of things that go on. These are things that really did happen to this couple. I was fortunate enough, actually, when I was a younger man, I ran into Lightning and Thunder at a local music festival in the Milwaukee area, just a church festival, and they were setting up, and it was just a surreal thing. To then, a couple weeks later, when I was still that younger man, I actually went to their Pearl Jam concert that they opened for Pearl Jam.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
From the movie. It was one of those where I think half the crowd didn't know what to expect and the other half did. That's the only thing in the movie that I would kind of take issue with a little bit. That crowd they had there was much more of an amphitheater crowd than a kind of little venue. It was a fun movie. This movie makes me feel good coming out of it. It's inspirational in so many ways, yet it's heartbreaking in others. It truly works, and it works as a fictionalized version here. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson are great. The music's great. It's a good time for a family at the movies. I love Song Sung Blue.
Hey, Paul, do they do the real singing? I mean, Kate is supposed to be able to sing, and we know Hugh can.
Some of it they do. This is really, they recreate what, I mean, because let's be honest, Lightning and Thunder were recreating Neil Diamond, and there's more to that as
exactly.
The movie goes on as well. So, I mean, this is all about singing Neil Diamond by whoever is doing it, and it's fantastic to watch. I know Hugh did a lot of Midwestern press tours around this. He did some singing maybe in some of the venues that they were at, and definitely he was all in for this. They've done so much press on this, and it's well worth your time.
Now, Paul, we've got Song Sung Blue. We also have Marty Supreme, and we have a clip from this. This is a movie I have not heard of yet. So play the clip, and then we'll get Paul's thoughts on it.
I have a purpose.
Okay. Let me ask you something.
Do you make money at this little table tennis thing?
Not yet.
Do you have a job?
No.
Backhand! Backhand! Forehand!
How do you live?
Well, I live with the confidence if I believe in myself, the money will follow.
No matter of time before I'm staring at you from the cover of a Wheaties box.
You think it's that simple? Yeah, I do.
Paul, what can you tell us about Marty Supreme? What's this about?
Joe, you will be hearing more about this as we go through to award season next year. It's nominated everywhere. Timothy Chalamet plays Marty Mauser. He's a guy who, he has a dream, and his dream has to do with, as us common folk call it, ping pong, but he called it table tennis, as you hear there. And it's kind of the infancy of table tennis. It's becoming this big, larger than life sports. And Marty is one of the best players the U.S. has to offer. But it's at a time and a day. It's set in a day and time where losing to the Japanese competitor is not an option. Does he? I don't know. You'll have to see the movie to find out. It's a little on the long side, but the cast here is wonderful. Timothy Chalamet, Gwyneth Paltrow. You even got Kevin O'Leary from The Apprentice shows up as a role in here and actually isn't that bad. You would wonder if he could be. He works in this movie. It's a little long in the tooth, goes a little bit more than I would want it to. However, it is a really good film about drive, about motivation, about greed as you're getting, you know, going up in a sport or in an avenue. It works on a lot of levels. Timothy's going to be talked about a lot, directed by Josh Safdie, who's done a lot of stuff that we really like. I liked Marty Supreme as well. This one, be prepared, though. It's in theaters, and it's running about 2.5 hours on the actual runtime of the movie. So when you add those trailers on the front, be prepared for 3 hours before you get out of this one. Mm. And they have one of the most unique promotional items. I got a box of goodies from the folks at A24 who are doing a lot of job marketing this, and they used orange Marty Supreme ping pong balls as packing peanuts. It was the most unique thing. I love it. I've got ping pong awesome. Balls all over my living room.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought it was just a unique way to do it.
Okay, can I interrupt? Because I'd like to know about Goodbye June. I really like Kate Winslet, and I know that she's directing this. Is this her debut at it? I don't know that I know anything else she directed.
Yes, I sat in fact with Kate on a press conference recently, and I'll tell you what. I'm going to warn you of this, Sue. Get a box of Kleenex before you watch this.
Okay.
It's going to have you weeping before it's all said and done. It's a tale. She actually, Kate directs and stars in it. It comes from a script that her son put together.
Are you kidding me?
And a young man put together this very mature script that works on so many levels. I absolutely fell in love with this film. If you've ever dealt with loss or been at that period where you're dealing with loss in your life of those you love, and you get close and you're getting closer and you deal with dysfunctional family around you, you deal with everything going on, this is going to resonate. And, you know, earlier this year, I lost my dad, and this reminds me a lot of that period running up to the unfortunate end for him. It reminds me of the same type of feeling of family around you. Everybody has a little different opinion, but yet they got to come together for the person involved. In this case, it's June, played by Helen Mirren. Fabulous cast. You will love this cast. You will love this movie. It's on Netflix right now. It started streaming on Christmas Eve. But like I said, get a box of Kleenex because you probably will shed a tear or two before it's all said and done.
Well, you know, and I like Toni Collette, but she's always in movies that are slightly odd or interesting. So sure. I guess at this point, it's just interesting in this movie.
I would say more than anything, make sure you watch the film and then take into consideration the age of the writer, and you'll just be amazed that, he did this, and they tried to make it very clear that she came on board after the fact and decided to direct his movie, not because it was a matter of she wanted to do it for him. It was because it was just the great project that was here. And I agree with her. It is a great project.
We all like a tearjerker, right?
Yeah, every now and then.
You got to have them sometimes. Sometimes, yeah.
I'm not afraid to admit, or maybe I should be. A Walk to Remember is one of my favorite movies. Like that,
there you go.
That is one that I will admit still, even when I hear the songs from the soundtrack, I get a little choked up. It's a real tearjerker, but it's a great movie.
Well, let me leave you with one more here. And this one's not a tearjerker, unless you're, about psycho people that do things that are out in the wilderness. The Housemaid with Sydney Sweeney and Amanda Seyfried. I'll tell you what. I went into this kind of wanting to like it, but not thinking I would. I thought it was going to be this just kind of cheesy hack of a film. And I really dug it. And I dug the twists in the movie. I dug the way it came together. It's basically someone who becomes a housemaid. She's got a past, worried that the person she's getting hired to be a housemaid for is going to find out about her past. But the person hiring her also has her own issues. And together they make a really killer team, shall we say, as things go on and things get a little weird. It's kind of like a cross between A Hand That Rocks the Cradle, as well as just
I don't know, the craziest person you've ever met running into the other craziest person you've ever met, and the story between them. I'd like the handmaid, the housemaid, I'm sorry. And you will definitely, if you like that type of film, go see it. It's different than anything else we have out there this Christmas season.
And that one's in theaters.
That's in theaters, too. So I got three theatricals for you this week, Netflix, and then Hollywood pretty much takes a break here for about a week or so before it kicks off. I've already seen my first films of 2026, which we'll talk about in the future. We Buried the Dead with Daisy Ridley. Saw that last week and some others. It's going to be an interesting ride here because my award ceremony, the Critics' Choice Movie Awards, actually comes up the first Sunday in January. So I've got my ballot to go in soon. I'm watching the rest of the movies again and seeing some new things again and just kind of making some decisions on who's going to win the awards in my book.
Well, sounds cool. Great, Paul. Great catching up with you, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Take care.
Paul Hall with Common Guys Film Reviews, found at commonguy.com. When we come back, we're talking sports with Frank Cusimano. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk. Yes, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon, and we are joined by KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Frank, good to talk with you. Happy Boxing Day.
Good to be with you, Joe. I know you're in beautiful Buffalo, where it looks like the health of Josh Allen is a little better than it was last week, so that's good news. We in St. Louis would love to see a team like Buffalo finally win a Super Bowl.
Yes, I'm telling you, Frank, during the last interview, I got the alert that Josh Allen is expected to play Sunday, and I said, all right, I am going out to the stadium and sitting in the rain. I'm no longer questioning my attendance on Sunday.
No, you got to go. You got to go.
Now, tomorrow night, Missouri has a big bowl game, the Gator Bowl, against UVA. And as a diehard Virginia Tech fan, I am rooting for Missouri 100%. What's the game going to look like?
Well, you're a right-thinking American. That's good stuff. So there's a lot at stake, even though it's not the college football playoff. There really is, Joe. Like, Virginia's been playing football for 137 years. They've never won 11 games in a season. So you know they want this one badly because, you know, this was a season for them where they had no expectations and they're just a whisper away from getting to the college football playoff. And for Mizzou, right now they're ranked 25th in the country. If they lose, there's no way they can finish in the top 25. So you know they got this streak going of finishing in the top 25. They need this badly. It's the Matt Zollers regime beginning. This will be his third start at Mizzou. And, you know, I think that how he performs is going to determine what Mizzou does in the portal. Because if he's lights out, then Mizzou will probably be looking for a backup quarterback in the portal. But if he's mediocre, like he was in his last two starts, then, hey, they're going to spend a lot of money and they have to bring in a big-time quarterback. So I think Mizzou's going to win. They have Ahmad Hardy. Virginia doesn't. And Ahmad Hardy's like the second-best running back in America behind Jeremiah Love from CBC High School here in St. Louis.
Frank, I'm hoping you're right, and all eyes will be on the Gator Bowl. Let's move to the St. Louis Blues. I mean, what's happening? What is happening with the St. Louis Blues?
Well, it's really bizarre that, like, you know, this is a team that has the fifth worst record in the National Hockey League. Their goal differential is actually worse than the National Hockey League. But the Western Conference is so bad that they're just a win streak away from getting in. You know, like right now, Seattle is scheduled to be the last team to get into the playoffs, and they're projected for 84 points. Last year, the team got in, the last playoff team got in with like 97 or 98. So, look, I don't put anything past the Blues getting hot. Everything has been disappointing so far. I don't disagree, but I love Jim Montgomery's positivity, and maybe here, you know, after the holidays, they get smoking hot like they did last year.
I mean, hey, look at the Buffalo Sabres, a 7-game win streak. I mean, they're 2 points out of a playoff spot now. If you would have told me that a month ago, Frank, I would have said you were crazy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would.
And before the holiday, you know, people might have been tuned out because, you know, Christmas is here and the Cardinals traded Contreras to the Red Sox. What did St. Louis get in return?
Well, they got a guy who's going to be in their starting rotation next year. And then they got two prospects. One of them has a chance to be a high-end prospect. And look, I don't disagree with anything what the Cardinals are doing right now, because here's my take, is that if they didn't make any of these moves and kept their pretty good players that they've moved, like Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras, and there'll be some others, they would still finish below 500 and there would be no hope. Now they're going to finish below 500, but there is hope because they're stockpiling a minor league system that desperately needed prospects. So why not just strip it down, bring in prospects, and build for the future? This is something that's never been done in St. Louis, and I think Cardinal fans got to realize it's not going to get better next year. It's still like a probably a two-year project, but I think Chaim Bloom's doing the right things.
The pain will pay off.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Frank, always great catching up with you. Have a great new year. We'll talk to you in 2026.
Okay, Joe, take care. Good to hear from you.
That is Frank Cusumano, KSDK Sports Director. We have 1 hour to go after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.